The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you for joining us here once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. That background music makes me want to rock out. It's sad. It's Friday, and it's going to be a hot weekend. I just want to remind everyone the Great American Weekend is like in full swing in the Village of Goshen, and I know there's all kinds of things going on everywhere, but stay hydrated because the emergency management sent us an alert saying that they're looking at about 103 degrees of feel, and so make sure that you check on your pets, on your elderly, make sure your kids are hydrated, use that sunblock. It is going to be a very hot weekend. I'm not a meteorologist, so you know, check your own weather stations. I'm just saying what I heard.
But you play one on the radio.
I play one on the radio. So today I have two guests, and I've had Dr. Cooper on the air with me before. You know, he talked about his wife, which we're going to touch on that book, and he is going to touch on the books that he's written and possibly even help you listeners out there write your book as well. But he also brought a guest with him that we actually discussed when we were on the radio last time. Yeah, Dr. Cooper's book is Write Your Book With Me, Payoff Equals Plan Times Prepare Times Publish Times Promote, Douglas Winslow Cooper, PhD, and he has a great radio voice. You're going to get ready for this one. And then he brought with him someone that he actually assisted in writing her book, but he's going to tell us all about that. I'm just going to introduce her. Her name is Janet Johnson Schliff, and how do you, whatever happened to my white picket fence, my brain injury from my massive brain tumor, which is just from the title itself, paints an entire picture of what you're going to expect when you start reading this book. So prepare yourself, because I think it's going to get everybody thinking about our own life and how things change in an instant. And so I think I haven't had a chance to read the book. I do plan to pick that up, but I'm going to read a little bit of what Dr. Cooper gave me here. Janet Johnson Schliff was an award-winning special education teacher for 25 years, but as her abilities began to fade away with no medical explanation, she suffered from obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD behaviors. And if you remember last Friday, I had two doctors on, doctors Lisa and Nicholas Batson, and they're psychiatrists, and they were talking about obsessive compulsive disorders and anxiety disorders as well. And it was a very interesting topic. These behaviors that wreaked havoc on her much-loved teaching career, a massive brain tumor was discovered, and finally, after brain surgery, the odd behaviors it caused that had ruled her life for years were gone, only to be replaced by a different set of lifelong challenges due to her injured brain. Her story will inspire and inform her readers. Janet holds degrees in special education and education. She's never had any children of her own, but loved being a teacher until a massive brain tumor and the damage that it caused led her to be on disability. Her main reasons for writing this book are to try to help other families that have experienced brain injury, a difficult challenge that changes the lives of everyone involved, and to help the community at large understand people with disabilities better. Many of her doctors and therapists are surprised at how well she manages life's difficulties. Though she's no longer able to teach, she loves volunteering with children so she can still contribute to society in some way. So what is it? You live with her, your Puggle?
Mm-hmm. Happy.
Happy girl. Well, you know, Janet, thank you so much for being here today and talking about your book, Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence, My Brain Injury from My Massive Brain Tumor. Let's dive a little bit into, I touched on that, but I want you to tell your story like you know best how to do. So, you know, feel free. I'm just going to follow your lead. And Dr. Cooper, you know how it goes. You just jump in whenever you can, because, you know, the best conversation is, you know, a conversation where we're all
We're in your
talking.
Hands, metaphorically speaking.
So, Janet, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I want to tell us a little bit about, we touched on it, but tell us a little bit about your experience and what led you to this point.
Okay. I had been a teacher for three school districts. First, Pine Plains Central School. Then from there, I spent most of my career at Ulster County BOCES, and I ended my career at Rondout Valley Central School. And when I worked for Rondout, I got very, very sick with misophobia, which is the medical term for fear of germs. Like Howard Hughes years ago couldn't touch doorknobs. There's been movies and documentaries about that. Mm-hmm. And nowadays it's Howie Mandel from America's Got Talent who won't shake hands. He does fist bumps. He doesn't like the word miso. He likes it germ freak or germophobia, something like that. But basically that was going on. And I was on a lot of medicines from my psychiatrist and my GP thinking that... And I had enormous headaches. And the headaches, the doctors thought were from the medicines that I was on for the misophobia, and it turns out it was the other way around.
Wow.
The misophobia was caused by the brain tumor that had been growing for 20 years, undiagnosed. I had it for, when I finally got rushed down to NYU, the Dr. Jafar, brain surgeon, I said, how long did I have it? And he went, 10, 15. He goes, no, you had it for 20 years. And I said, wow, that must have been slow moving. He goes, it grew very slowly. And as I said, I taught for most of my career with a brain tumor. And he said, yes, 20 out of 25 years, I taught with a tumor.
And so was this brain tumor like pushing, was it causing that misophobia?
Yes, that was the exact cause. As soon as the doctors, I have a picture of my brain tumor, not that the radio can hear it, but see it, but you can see it. It was the size of an orange. It's like 1/4 of my brain.
Oh my goodness. It is like 1/4. It did take over 1/4 of your brain.
Yeah, it was huge. And the doctors kept thinking, they didn't send me for an MRI because they kept thinking my complaints were about the meds I was on, but it was the other way around. The brain tumor caused the misophobia, and as soon as it was taken out, I was filmed at NYU kissing people, hugging people, things I hadn't been able to do for 4 years.
Wow.
And you can see how difficult it would be to cure this if you wanted to use talk therapy. Now tell me about your childhood. What do you think made you afraid of germs? No, Doc. It turns out it was a brain tumor the
brain
size
tumor.
Of an orange.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. I just want to remind everyone that we are live, so if you have any questions for Dr. Cooper, if you have any questions for Janet, maybe she can explain, you know, something that you may be wondering about. Mm-hmm. We are live 845-651-1110, 651-1110.
And I should also say, I don't want to scare anybody, that just because you have fear of germs, there's millions and millions of Americans that have a strain of that maybe sometimes overwash their hands or other crazier behaviors like I had, which was like not even being able to... What can I politely say on the radio? Mm-hmm. There were many things I couldn't do that other people could do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody thinking if they have fear of germs that means a brain tumor's growing. Not necessarily. It happened to be my story, but that's not...
Exactly. And, you know, for those that are listening, and I'm sure they, you know, were listening last week when we had the psychiatrists on, mm-hmm. Dr. Lisa Nicholas Batson from Crystal Run Healthcare, they were talking about that, you know, how we all kind of have the strain of something, but when it starts affecting your function, your everyday function,
right.
When it starts making it that you're not able to move on from that one situation and continue on with your life, when it takes over,
right.
When it becomes overwhelmingly takes over your life, that's when you really should then consider seeing someone about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right.
So, you know, and the thing is, I want to know before we go on break, what besides, you know, the massive headaches, was there a life-changing event, like maybe while you were working, that may have pushed you to say, gosh, I really need to take care of this?
Yes. I taught a middle school classroom, and they were 7th and 8th graders chronologically, but academically they were like 1st and 2nd graders, and I had taught a math lesson. And as I went back to my desk to scrub down with the hand sanitizer, because I had bottles of that all over the classroom, someone knocked on our classroom door, and someone rang the phone at the same time. And one little boy went to answer the phone, and one little girl went to answer the door, which technically were both my job,
right.
But the kids knew that I couldn't touch the phone, I couldn't touch the doorknob because I was crazy, and none of us knew why. And as I'm sitting there scrubbing my hands with the hand sanitizer, I just started to sob. And I looked at my assistant, my last assistant, Lorraine Acavello from Rondout Valley. She's a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. I said, Lorraine, I have to go. And she said, I know. And I went downstairs and I started the resignation process of the job I adored. I mean, a special ed teacher was the only thing I got right in my entire life. And having to leave that was gut-wrenching to the mm-hmm. point that I'm on a book tour now, and this is part of it, obviously, coming here. And every time I tell that story, like right now, I get goosebumps because
yeah.
I remember that day walking down that staircase just sobbing, knowing that I couldn't do this anymore. It wasn't fair to these kids that deserved better.
Wow, that's such a moving story. And we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to go right back into this story because I know people are like at the edge of their seats. You listen to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Having difficulty sleeping with a dip in the bed is the reason so many people shop Millspaugh Furniture to switch to two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and we accommodate them once we determine that they're not talking about their spouse, but a sag in the mattress. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Poughkeepsie, and Warwick. For a limited time, we reduced pricing on all Schiffman mattress sets in one-of-a-kind covers so you can get our two-sided, no-dip quality story for less while supplies last during our lowest price of the year sales event. Invest a dollar or two a day in two-sided, handmade, flippable Schiffman mattress sets. Then you'll actually be cradled in comfort and support for years to come, and you'll finally get rid of that dip you've been sharing your bed with. Since two-sided mattresses are almost impossible to find anywhere else, you'll only enjoy this sleep experience from Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Poughkeepsie, and Warwick. Sturdy, elegant, comfortable, timeless. That's Millspaugh Furniture offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858. Hurry in to Millspaugh Furniture to improve your sleep for less at our lowest price of the year mattress sale event.
The premier instructors at Independent Helicopters offer flight school classes where you can attain a private license, a commercial license, and instrument and CFI certifications, all at Stewart Airport in New Windsor. Learn emergency maneuvers and their Frosca flight simulator. Financing and scholarships are available, and WTBQ will award a fun-filled gift package to the 10th student to sign up for flight school. For more information or to become a student, visit independenthelicopters.com.
The Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan connects people who care with causes that matter. The Community Foundation facilitates and manages endowment funds that grow and benefit our communities. The Community Foundation supports numerous organizations while building an endowment that serves as a continual source of community capital. The Community Foundation connects people who care with causes that matter, and they serve people of all means. To make a difference, visit cfosny.org.
Hi, this is Michael Newhart, Mayor of the Village of Warwick, inviting you to tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. to Village Life and learn about the village happenings. Call and share your ideas, comments, and suggestions, and be part of the show with me and Mary Calora on WTBQ. WTBQ.
We're back, everybody, and thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and it's a special Friday. If you're just signing on with us, you missed a great first part of the programming. I have the pleasure of having Dr. Cooper with me and Janet Schliff. Dr. Cooper, I don't want to be remiss in introducing what you do and got you to the point where you met Janet. You have a book called Write Your Book With Me.
I'm a retired environmental scientist, a retired physicist, and in 2011, I decided to write a memoir about really a love story. I've been madly in love with the same woman for 50 years and married to her for 34 years, and therein lies a story. In fact, at this point, she's quadriplegic on a ventilator due with multiple sclerosis, but we feel we've had very, very fortunate lives. In any event, I wrote the book, and I gave away hundreds and sold a few hundreds and realized that it was not going to make the New York Times bestseller list. But I said, well, what else can I do? Well, I can help people do what I did. I can help them tell their story and publish it, and friends and family, and sometimes it goes beyond that. And so that's what I do. And through my business called Write Your Book With Me, it's a hobby business, I help them write their books and get them published. And Janet and I worked together for 3 years. And every week,
and three
every
months.
Friday, she'd
but
come
who's
with
counting?
Her, she'd come with her handwritten stuff.
I did it the old-fashioned way, pen to paper, not the computer way.
Oh, okay.
I'm technology challenged. All this gadgets in here just scare me. How that guy does his job in that office there, I have no idea.
He doesn't even know how he does his job. Right, Dan?
So working with Janet was an amazing ride because she's got an amazing story.
And I know that, you know, you've written several books. Oh, you've helped other people write some books, their books. And we'll mention them. them as well. But you distinctively told me about Janet Schliff and her story and, you know, whatever happened to my white picket fence. And you said, you know, next time I come on the radio, I want to bring Janet on because I think her story is an amazing story. It will affect people. People that read the story has changed their lives.
Thank
it has
you,
changed
Dr. Cooper.
Janet's life, you know. And so it was a great way to, a great Friday afternoon to spend talking with Janet and Dr. Cooper.
And the major message is that people who are behaving oddly may have a very good reason for it, and they need your sympathy, they need your support, they need your tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a choice that they've made. Very often it's something physical that they can't do anything about.
Right. Many people with brain injury have not the type of traumatic brain injury where they're necessarily, you know, had a very horrible car accident and they're in a nursing home. That's just one example of many. But it's all under the umbrella of the acquired brain injury, which there's non-traumatic and traumatic. And traumatic we know about, you know, get kicked by a horse or fell off a bike with no helmet. The non-traumatic is what mine is called, which sounds funny because a brain tumor that grew to be the size of an orange,
it's
that's
pretty
what the
traumatizing.
Doctor said. It is. But the medical term is non-traumatic, as is strokes and aneurysms.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's many of us out there that are called the fooler because it's like a hidden epidemic. You would never know by looking at me,
mm-hmm.
and you can say that because you just met me, and how fast I talk, that I have major behavior issues. I have problems with anyone that says something that rubs me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It's called triggered, and I get easily, easily triggered by someone else's insensitivity. And when I say I mean myself, of course, and then a lot of other people with brain injury.
Wow.
You would have no idea.
Right.
Look, that something's bubbling underneath the
mm-hmm.
surface.
Well, I do. We have a caller on the air going to ask a question. So if you could put him on, Dan.
Oh, I saw Dan do that. Yeah. I didn't know what that meant. I'm learning here as we go. He put his hand up like that.
Your name and where you're calling from.
Mark from Middletown. Good afternoon, Barbara. Good afternoon, Dr. Cooper. And good afternoon, Janet.
Thank you, Mark.
It's a very moving story, and I wanted to find out where people can get the books that you're talking about.
You can get them on Amazon, and also Kindle has it. Barnes & Noble can order it for you. And I don't know where you said Middletown, but I know they're for sale at the Barnes & Noble in Kingston, and because I'm from Lake Katrine. And they're also for sale at Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, also at Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck. And you can also get it from the company that printed them, which is Outskirts Press. I think that's it, right, Dr. Cooper?
Yeah.
Is that all the questions?
I think the very
memory problems, Mark.
I get almost all of my books from Amazon.com. They sell more than half the books that are sold in the U.S. these days. So
that's
the easiest thing to do.
They sold out on Amazon 6 times. And the first time that they sold out, I'm so technology challenged, like I was saying before with Dan and his job in there.
Okay.
I got so upset. I was like, what? Sold out? We didn't print enough. And people had to tell me, no, Janet, when your book sells out on Amazon,
that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
And what about from the public libraries? Are they available at the public libraries at all?
Yes, I've donated.
Any online resources at all? Any organizations have them online?
I don't think about organizations, but I definitely know that many libraries where I am located have gotten them for free. Many in the Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Hyde Park, Statsburg, many, many libraries in that neck of the woods have. And now you can see that the book just came out, now it's been 6 months, but I'm traveling everywhere to donate or sell, depending on what people want. It's basically... And I've heard that you can get it from other libraries, even if you're not in the same town. So, yes, they are available at libraries.
And if you've got the patience, if you've got the patience to read a chapter a week for many, many weeks, I'm serializing it on my blog, which is douglaswinslowcooper.blogspot.com.
Okay, and can you give the names of the books and what books you actually have?
Well, the name Janet's book is called Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence, My Brain Injury from My Massive Brain Tumor. That's the name of her book, and her full name is Janet Johnson Schliff, and MSED. That's how you'll find it on if you were to go to Amazon.com. And then Dr. Cooper, his book is Write Your Book With Me, Douglas Winslow Cooper, PhD. And Dr. Cooper, you actually have another book. Is it Ting and I?
Yes, Ting and I is a memoir, a love story that has several messages: the power of love, the importance of marriage, and the value of life, even very handicapped life. And again, you can get that through Amazon. I've also written most recently How to Manage Nursing Care at Home with our head nurse, Diane Bagan, who has helped us do 14 years of home care for Tina, who's been quadriplegic, on a ventilator, fed and medicated with a gastric tube, getting round-the-clock nursing.
Anything else, Mark?
Right. No, that's it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mark. You have a nice weekend.
Take
Stay
care.
Hydrated.
You too now. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was pretty cool. I was on the radio in Kingston, and it wasn't a live program. Well, it was live, but they didn't do the call-in thing.
Well, live call-ins is cool, right? They are cool.
So when I'm driving home later all by myself, that's what I'm going to remember, not something nasty that happened to me this morning. That call-in right there is what I'm going to remember on the ride home.
Oh, thank you, Mark. You see that?
Yeah.
You
cheer Janet up.
That's a
job to do, let me tell you.
So, I mean, Dr. Cooper, I want to make sure I get a copy of the Managing Home Care. I do want to get a copy of that for sure. I plan to get a copy of all of these, but I definitely have to get that one because it's near and dear to my heart right now.
Wonderful. I'd be happy to give that to you.
So let's go back to, how did the two of you connect?
Oh, can I tell the story, please?
Tell the story.
Yes, this is a cool story. So I had been front page news of the Daily Freeman in Kingston, okay? And it was supposed to be about my house, which is a Mickey Mouse museum. That's what it's dubbed.
Oh,
I have
okay.
Mickey Mouse everything. And halfway through the interview, Paula Mitchell, who worked there at the time with the reporter, the camera, all of that. Speaking of cameras, you're taking a picture of us right now.
Yes.
She said, what do you do for a living? And I burst into tears. And I said, and she turned off the cameras, and I said, I used to be a special ed teacher, but I can't teach anymore. I had a massive brain tumor, and I have permanent brain damage to my temporal lobe and my frontal lobe. And you would never know that by listening or looking, but annoy me, and then you'd learn. And so the article ended up being more about that than Mickey Mouse. Well, a couple weeks later, I'm on the road with someone driving his car, and he was on the phone with somebody, and I could hear what the person, he was talking to someone, and I could hear what she was saying about me and my brain injury. I have excellent hearing, excellent. And I was getting very upset with what she was saying, and so I had to pull the car over and not drive because I needed to be safe. And we got down to the brain injury meeting in Poughkeepsie that at the time was run by someone named Dr. Lois Tannenbaum, who now lives in Florida. She had to leave, but it's run by someone named Katie now, great mm-hmm. group. And as I walk in, Dr. Tannenbaum Lois says to me, Janet, what's wrong? And I just started crying. I said, I should write a book about all this stuff that's gone on with my life since this brain tumor went undiagnosed and the damage that it's done. And she goes, well, actually, Janet, I'm friends with an editor. And there we go. So it was Dr. Tannenbaum that got me hooked up with Dr. Cooper here. And that's how it got started. It was me having a bad day, crying when I walked into a meeting about something I overheard on a phone, and just blasting off that I needed to write a book.
But here's the thing that I take away from that story.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you went through that situation, you were feeling that way, and you did something positive with
mm-hmm.
it. You didn't, you know, fly off the handle, throw a tantrum, and decide to destroy
things. Well, I did in the car,
but
not by the time I got to the meeting.
But you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything destructive. Instead,
right.
you said, "I should write a book."
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because there are people out there that you know have stories to tell, and they keep it all bottled up inside. They don't think to themselves, "You know, I should write a book because that way people may understand what I'm going through, and maybe I can understand what I'm going through." I think that your brain just did something magical there
mm-hmm.
for you, and then making that connection with Dr. Cooper. So, Dr. Cooper, before we go into your part, because we have to take a break, you know, I think this was like a match made in heaven 3 years, 3 months later.
And it
later.
Was a match made through the Chamber of Commerce because I got to know Dr. Lois Tannenbaum as a fellow member of the Chamber of Commerce.
You see, there
oh,
you go.
Okay,
your chamber at work. So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to get deeper into this story. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Signorama, located at 33 South Street in Warwick, is your full-service sign center. Signorama uses the latest technology and highest quality products to produce custom signs for your business or service. Banners, yard signs, building signs, vehicle wraps, and much more. Let your imagination be your guide. Design your own or choose a template. Signorama works closely with each customer, and they are committed to ensuring that all your unique specifications are crafted to your satisfaction. Signorama's many repeat clients is the real sign of great products and the best customer service. Signorama's finished products bring visibility of your business out front. And remember, you only get one chance to make a first impression. So make it with Signorama. Visit them at 33 South Street in Warwick, or for further information, go to signorama-warwickny.com.
The Orange County Fair Speedway in Middletown invites you to the House of Power Saturday night, June 30th, for the Tony Monaco Landscaping Night. Come and enjoy the Speedway's newly renovated grandstands and have a drink with fellow race fans at the 31st Lap Tavern. There's a new track surface raising the excitement for you with a big and small block modifiers, sportsman and street stock, dirt bikes and quads. Join us Saturday at the Speedway in Middletown. Check out their schedule at WTBQ.com or visit their Facebook page at OCFS Racing.
This is Chris Molinelli, Executive Director of Honor. Honor has been providing hope through hospitality since 1974. Our services include temporary housing, clothing, food, and a safe environment, along with a 20-bed inpatient rehab facility, all with dignity while teaching self-esteem. Honor also offers runaway and homeless teens a safe place called a friend's house, providing the necessities so they can begin their life. So if you or someone you know are in need, please visit honorhelpingothers.org for more information and let us help.
Hi, this is John Tesh. Tune in for great music and intelligence for your life Monday through Saturday starting at 3 p.m. as we assemble the tips, the facts, and the news you need to be happier, healthier, more lovable, and more fun to be around. On WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
Mostly sunny and much warmer this afternoon. High temperatures top out around 90, and then we'll have a clear sky, and it remains mild for tonight with lows in the middle 60s. For Saturday, hot and humid under lots of sunshine. Highs will be in the low to mid-90s. And then for Sunday, scorching sunshine, remaining very hot and humid. Highs reaching into the mid-90s, a few spots even into the upper 90s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mark Miller.
Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank you for hanging out with us. And if you're just joining us, you are missing such a fabulous show. But don't worry, I will be getting a copy. I will be putting it on Facebook. I will be sharing it all over the place, because this is a kind of story that can be life-changing. And because I know it was life-changing for Janet. And I know it was that life-changing for Dr. Cooper as well. And I'm telling you, as I'm sitting here, it's changing my life. With me, I have Dr. Cooper. He helps you write your book. He's got a book out called Write Your Book With Me, Douglas Winslow Cooper. And as a result, and being a chamber member, he met Janet Johnson Schliff, who helped her write a book that took 3 years, 3 months to write, to collaborate and get it all together. But it's called Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence, My Brain Injury from My Massive Brain Tumor. And this experience, I know, has changed both your lives, and it's changing the lives of the people that actually read your book. Mm-hmm. So let's go into that. Let's talk about your life after this.
Okay, well, the surgery happened in July of 2009, and for the first year, I was great. I was on a bunch of what I call the happy pills, you know, so I wouldn't have seizures and everything was good. And then in Mother's Day weekend of 2010, I happened to be at a cousin's baby shower, and I had what I refer to as my first meltdown. I've had hundreds and hundreds since. But the first baby shower that I was at after this was all over, it dawned on me at late 40s that I never had children. I've been married and divorced once, married and annulled the second time, had multiple proposals and have said yes and sometimes changed my mind or sometimes said no. But I never had the white picket fence life. I never had the children, the grandchildren. And when you're sitting at a baby shower in your late 40s, mm-hmm. and that smacks like a anything. So I was losing it, and I've lost it many times, but not necessarily over that, just that I wanted the life that I could teach forever. Those kids meant the world to me. I have relationships with many of my former students that are in their 30s and 40s now. We go out to eat, we talk on the phone, I have some former students trying to help me better on the computer and the cell phone because I stink at all that stuff.
Yeah,
like I said.
Come full circle now, they're teaching you.
Exactly. They helped me with my math skills. I went to a nail appointment one time and my students had to tell me how to pay. I was paying the wrong amount of money. All the stories are in the book. But anyway, I just had a really hard time of it. And since 2010 until actually this very day, I get easily triggered by insensitive things that people do or say, which happens multiple times for all of us every day.
Yes, it does.
But I don't have the mechanism of hearing something rude or fresh or insensitive and being able to just let it go. What happens with me and other brain injured people is it goes in the ear, it gets stuck inside there, bubbles and brews, and then it's very hard to let it go, even though I really try and I've done an enormous amount of work with reflexology, cranial sacral therapy, neurofeedback. All of those things really got me to calm down to the point that I got invited to speak up in Albany to lawmakers when they had days about brain injury. And I did speak about how all of those things are fabulous, but they're really expensive and they're not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. So can we please, you know, work on that? And we're still talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
and here's a funny thing, not to interrupt you, but here's a funny thing. There are some people that we do have that filter. Mm-hmm. That helps us control that. And a lot of times we then start bubbling and brewing because we go, I should have said this and mm-hmm. I should have said that and I should have defended myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so sometimes you wish you can be able to say.
I have a brain injury and that filter thing stinks, so oh well. I just let it rip.
That's a very good point, Barbara. What I've noted in the 3 years that I worked with Janet is she lacks that buffer or filter in both directions. So as a matter of fact, not only is she hypersensitive to what other people say, and we had an example of it even on our way here today, but she also doesn't have a clear idea of the impact of the words that she uses on other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until it's too late.
This is part of the brain, apparently, that does that. Another thought that I had is that while tumors are fairly rare, stroke is rather common. You know, it's one of the top three or four causes of death. And many people out there are going to be dealing with relatives who are going to have parts of their brain damaged by stroke.
Right.
And they have to be alert to the fact that this person is going to be changed in a way that may not be reparable, but does require your responding in a different way from your traditional interactions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's what's interesting about this is since my book has come out, it's helped me with certain people get me better. Mm-hmm. Certain people have read it and they don't get me better, even though
they
understand
read it. You better.
Some people, I'm doing like three categories here. Some people have read it and they're better with me. Mm-hmm. Some people have read it and there's no change with our behavior with each other. And then there's other people that say they're going to read it and just haven't gotten to it yet, which I understand. Life's busy. So that's the third category. But the one that bothers me is that middle one. It's like I wrote the book and all this work was to say, please take care of everybody with a disability better, not just brain injury, all of the people with disabilities. There's ability in every disability. And I don't know, my mother has a really good quote with all of this, and it's basically that you spent the first 25 years of your life teaching special ed kids, and now you're going to spend the second half of your life teaching people about brain injury. And I think that's really true because the brain injury covers a multitude of behaviors. I mean, I have an entire chapter, it's one of the longest in the book, about all the things that I do now that I either never did before, or I used to do before, but on a much smaller scale. Now mm-hmm. everything is much bigger, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. So I like the title, and, you know, we touched on that, Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence, because it really draws a picture about how we all have a vision in our mind of how the American dream or how we want our life to be, the fairy tale happily ever after mm-hmm. kind of thing. And then life happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you experienced.
Right.
Life took over.
Do you want to hear a funny story about
yes,
that
I
title?
Yes, I always love stories.
There's going to be, if there's anybody listening that I dated from 1990 to 2006, 18, the year we're in right now, they are going to be so, if they didn't know I had a brain tumor, they're going to be, some of those men do, but some of those men did not know this, that I was writing a book, and that was the title of it. And it was all about my, what I refer to as my messed up love life, with all those engagements and marriages and proposals and breakups and blah, blah, blah. So I was writing a book, and that was the title. Well, the very first day that I went to meet Dr. Cooper at the Orange County Chamber for his office there, because I went into a room with him and he helped me, I got lost, because I would get lost in a paper bag. My directions stink, and that GPS voice annoys me. Watch what I said there on live radio. So anyway, I was driving all over the place in Orange County, and this is a big thank you to anybody that was walking their dog back in September of 2014, and this woman in a yellow Saturn is driving like a maniac trying to find out where the Orange County Chamber of Commerce is so I could get to my first appointment with him on time. I interrupted runners and joggers and dog walkers and doctor's office and a police. I even went to a police department. So anyway, this one teenager with a cell phone on the sidewalk says, I jumped out of my car and he's like, take a left, take a right. And he got me there. He's the final reason I got to the place on time. And as I'm running back to my car, he says, so what's this book that we helped you get to your editor with? What's the title of it? And I said, this, Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence. And I get in the car and I go, Janet, you jerk, that was the name of the book about your messed up love life. And then I went, no, that's the same perfect title.
Yes,
because you wanted this life, the hubby, the nice house, the nice doggy, the baked brownies, and all the stuff that, and grandchildren someday. And that's not what happened for you. You were a teacher. And that's what you got right. But the rest of that didn't happen. And so that's why I still think, and everywhere I go, people are telling me it's the best title, because everybody has a story
title.
To tell that you wanted this and you got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. You've mentioned, this is the second time that you've mentioned this, that you said being a teacher was the thing that you got right.
Right.
But I got to be honest with you. This is another part that you got right.
Oh, thank you.
You know, your book, telling your story, advocating for brain people with brain injury, people with disabilities. This is your calling. This mm-hmm. is what you've been put in this on this beautiful earth to do.
Am I allowed to talk about God on public radio?
Oh, absolutely.
It's God.
Yeah.
This is God right here. And mm-hmm. I was scared to say it because I was able to talk about it on the Kingston radio. But I'm like, God knew that I could do this because I'm mouthy. I speak my mind. I follow his lead in, not all the time, because sometimes I'm fresh, but what I mean by following his lead is, yes, I knew that I could be on disability and just watch television and eat chocolate all day. I love chocolate. But no, I had to do something else, and God led me to this.
Mm-hmm. And Friday after Friday, Janet yeah. would show up with her handwritten chapter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'd tell me about something else that happened, some yeah. terrible thing that happened during the week, perhaps, but she had her chapter there mm-hmm. as well.
I
and
did.
It really is extremely, extremely impressive. I like the guy who said, life is what happens while you were making other plans.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And I, you know, that's a good quote there. Let me ask you something, Dr. Cooper. So now, you know, we know Janet, no filter. She is going
let's
to
rip.
You know, she is writing her chapter, she's putting this together, and now you're going to critique and assist with that. What is that like? What is that dynamic?
That was very, very difficult. But we finally worked out what they'd call a modus vivendi, a way of getting along.
He's the only man I've ever listened to since my childhood.
Essentially, at first, I would be probably more outspoken than Janet would happily tolerate. And then I moved to joking with her, and that was the wrong move too. And then I learned to keep my mouth shut.
Except for commas and, you know, semicolons. Yeah. I don't call them colons. I call them dot dots or dot comma, and he had to correct me all the time.
The changes had to be absolutely necessary.
Yeah. But herein lies the learning process for you as well, Dr. Cooper, because you had to learn how to work with Janet and really make this book possible for her. And that shows the growth.
This book is extraordinary. I call myself not a perfectionist, but a completionist. Get the damn thing done, okay? Mm-hmm. Janet is exactly the opposite. She does get it done, but she is a perfectionist. These 400 pages have been scrubbed We couldn't find more than three or possibly four errors
in
400 pages.
Wow.
I've never come close to that level of perfectionism in any of the books.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I kind of really love that. Yeah. There's nothing more like aggravating than reading a book and finding a typo and going, ugh,
right.
How did you miss that?
And if you ever want to check his story about we had a rough time of it in the beginning, you can check with Arlene from the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, yes.
Because here, I get to give a shout out to Arlene because we worked in the room right behind her station
right,
there
at
that building. And she must have heard quite a few discussions with Dr. Cooper.
So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, of course, we're going to tell people how they can get their hands on all of this and where you're going to be next, Janet, because that's
okay.
Important. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Piranha Grill is a five-star food truck that creates home-cooked, delectable food for your event, party, or festival. Better book for 2018 ASAP because many dates have already been reserved. Renee cooks with organic ingredients and sources everything locally, including the truck. Renee, a 20-year Navy veteran, brings mouth-watering dishes to your business, home, or neighborhood, and all your guests will rave for years to come. For yummy food without the mess or hassle, contact Renee on Facebook at Piranha-Grill. Warwick Press for the finest in professional design and printing. Whether brochures, direct mail, newsletters, stationery, or posters, Warwick Press is the only place for all your business or personal printing needs. Warwick Press continues to be on the cutting edge of technology, and with their competitive pricing, great attention to detail, and creativity, the experts at Warwick Press will bring your vision to reality and do it on time. To make an appointment with one of their top expert team members, visit warwickpress.net for more information.
The Computer Guy services all your computer needs for both business and home office. The Computer Guy custom builds computers to suit your needs. They will diagnose, repair, and upgrade as needed. Kevin, his family, and crew will make your computer nightmares disappear. The Computer Guy, now at two locations, 14 West Street in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055 or visit the computerguy.pro.
Clark Howard. Here's the problem. Somewhere between 50 and 75% of us only go to a single lender. Try multiple people. Try to get them to match the best offer you found.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBQ. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I cannot believe that we are on our last segment of the show. It has been a fabulous show, a lot of fun, very informative, life-changing. And if you're just joining us, well, you're going to get a little tidbit, but I recommend that you follow me on Facebook so that you can actually get the full show. So I've been hanging out with Dr. Douglas Winslow Cooper. He wrote a book called Write Your Book With Me. And in the process of joining the Chamber of Commerce and doing all of that, he met a very inspiring woman, Janet Johnson Schliff. She wrote a book, Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence, My Brain Injury from My Massive Brain Tumor. And we've been talking about, you know, what led to this point and the fact that, you know, the one experience that she had changed her life and then led her to say, I need to write a book. And here she is. This brain tumor changed your life. And although not all of us can say, you know, oh, it's a good thing you got a brain tumor. No, but the thing is, it changed your life for the positive, I think. And although you may not have gotten the white picket fence the way that you wanted it, you're changing lives just by doing what you are doing mm-hmm. right now. And I know that you have been visiting a lot of places,
yeah.
You know, doing your book tour and your book signing or whatever.
Right.
Tell us some of your most favorite locations and then tell us where you're going next.
Okay, well, my first one that I went to was Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, and I had to be in Rhinebeck because that's where I grew up, in Rhinebeck. And 48 people came, and that was so touching. A lot of them were friends and family and church girls and a bunch of stuff, but it was just really great.
And that's a terrific turnout for a book signing, 48 people.
Yeah, 48. And then another favorite was Barnes & Noble in Kingston because they ran out of chairs. When I first walked in, they had 12 chairs set up, and I said to them, you're going to need more chairs. And the girl said, oh, we've got plenty. Well, they went back four times to get chairs. Then they took some chairs from the kitchen area. I keep calling it the kitchen area. It's the cafe,
excuse me.
Sorry, Barbara, if you're listening. My friend Barbara tries to help me with that. And then that people were standing room only. And then I had a great one at Morton Library, R. Cal in Kingston. They threw me like a surprise a book launch party, and Dr. Cooper was at. There was like champagne glasses and hors d'oeuvres and snacks and stuff.
Like a real writer.
Yeah. And the Statsburg Library, that girl Lorraine who runs Statsburg Library, oh, fabulous. It was just fabulous. I don't want to leave anybody out. I know that I have a bunch coming up. You want me to say that now?
Yeah, say
sure.
A couple
okay.
of them.
I'm going to be at the Esopus Library on July 13th at 7, the Pine Plains Library on July 20th at 6, Ulster Library on July 23rd at 5:30, Inquiry Minds Bookstore on September 6th at 7.
In New Paltz?
In New Paltz, thank you. Oh, right, there's two of those, right. And then the Mountaintop Library in Tannersville on September 22nd at 12. And it's all over the newspapers. I've been in Bluestone Press, Daily Freeman, Poughkeepsie Journal, Times Herald Record. My doctors don't let me do Facebook because I get too fried by the stuff people do and say on there that's negative, and of course not the positive. So, it's available there. All these things have been posted.
Well,
done a wonderful job in contacting people to make sure that she gets a chance to talk about her book.
Well, terrific. I'm going to make sure that those future dates, I'm going to put them on my page as well.
Great.
And I'll take a picture of your book.
Okay.
And I'm going to put that out there for you so that anyone that's interested in getting a copy of the book, going to Amazon.com or maybe even coming out to join you. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be people that are going to say, you know, I read your book. You changed my life. You made it possible for my family to be able to function well together because we understand.
That happened once in Rhinebeck. I was at a third Thursday luncheon at a church, and a lady said that to me, and I was just so moved. She said, you're an author, and I said, yeah, and it was the first time I'd been called that.
Awesome.
And then she said, I changed your family because of a stroke that had taken place, and that sentence, that held me on for hours and hours, maybe even days. That was really cool to hear.
That is amazing. First time I was called a radio host, I was like, yes, I am.
Thanks for noticing.
I don't know how many people want to be radio hosts, but I imagine there are a lot. But they did a study, somebody did, you know, a study says 80% of adults would like to write a book. Mm-hmm. 1% end up publishing.
Let me tell you 1%. Something, Dr. Cooper, I have been writing a book about my life for a long time, and I pick it up a little bit and I put it down, and I pick it up a little and I put it down, and I know that there are people out there that are listening that are saying, you know what, I've kind of done the same thing. I know that I have an interesting story to tell. Even if you just write it for yourself, do it for yourself.
Right.
You know, put those words that are in your mind on paper.
Right.
And Dr. Cooper, I know that you can help people with that. So if somebody wants to reach out to you, Dr. Cooper.
I think the easiest thing is to go to my website, which is writeyourbookwithme.com, and they'll get the whole story there. But essentially, it's a lovely thing to do. You get a tremendous sense of satisfaction. It's an accomplishment. You can put it on your resume if you want. Then you've got friends and family and acquaintances, people that you know who will learn about you, and they'd be interested enough to read your book. Beyond that, you have to try to get the world at large interested, and that's a little tougher. But very often you do, and people who can benefit from your book will get a chance to read it and see something about their lives in your life.
Even if you don't get to the point where you're a superstar, world famous author like Janet, the fact that you got to write the book in itself is therapeutic. You put those things. I know for me, every time I start writing mine, it's very heartbreaking, so I stop. So that's why.
And that's what I did. I threw a pen more than once.
Yes. Yeah, But, you know, if you can get, you know, to the level that Janet did. But see, here's the thing, Janet. I know that, and this is what I want to come across the radio, writing this book changed you, did something
it
for
did.
You.
Yes, it did.
I think that's true. I think in the 3 years that we worked together, Janet, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm way calmer now than I was when I first met you. yes. And it's interesting because someone that used to be very involved in my life when I was writing this book and actually used to drive me to my beginning meetings with Dr. Cooper, he's read it. And he said that I wish that if I had known this when we were closer, because I think it would have gone better. You know, relationships would have gone better in my life if this book had been done before. And the reason I think this book is unique is because many times with the books with brain injuries, they're written by doctors, they're written by caregivers, they're written by loved ones. But this was written by someone that actually went through it. And I know hundreds of people with brain injury now from all the conferences mm-hmm. and support groups and meetings that I go to. So it's like I'm talking about me, but I'm also including things I've learned from other people too.
Mm-hmm. It's like the inside story from inside Janet.
Which makes it good because sometimes we, first of all, are our most hardest critics, number one. We filter ourselves just to save our shame, you mm-hmm. know? And so it's really hard to be able to put it on paper and stay with it, you know, mm-hmm. and own it, because sometimes you just don't want to be vulnerable like that. And there is a certain level of vulnerable
there's
when you're putting yourself out there like that.
There's very private stuff in there.
Yeah, and you're giving it and you're opening the door. I mean, I know you're not on Facebook, but you're with your book, you're opening the door into your life mm-hmm. and people are either going to have positive things to say or negative things to say about it. But you've put yourself in that situation where you're saying, this is my story.
Right.
And I like the fact that that you've met people that said, this has changed my life. Mm-hmm. This has really made an impact on me. And that the fact that you're traveling everywhere just to educate people on this, but most importantly, that you're advocating for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. I think it brings a level of awareness and patience
right.
and appreciation for that world.
And I just have to say, this is kind of a sidebar, but any store or business that hires anyone with a disability, thank you. Because that's exactly what I want the world to know, is that everybody can do something. And let people that haven't always been at the forefront get a little closer to that, because they deserve that. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you, when I hang out with my former students that are, like I said, 20s, 30s, 40s, and I hear what they did at work today and who said what to them, they are absolutely thrilled. And that's different than it was decades ago. So
yes.
Knowing that they can have a job and succeed is very touching.
You know, and that you just reminded me of someone that I would really like you to meet. Mm-hmm. Her name is Debbie Major. She used to do a show here for her program at the nonprofit Notebook. It's called Xylophone. That's her organization, Xylophone.
Okay.
And Debbie Major started this organization because her two boys were born with disabilities.
Right.
Very different types of disabilities, but... when her son decided that he wanted to become an actor and she didn't know how to tell him that that was going to be difficult, she decided to start this organization to make it so that people with disabilities can, you know, dance and have art and create and do all the things that they can do. Whatever they want to do, they can express themselves
great.
Through Xylophone. So I'm going to make sure I connect you guys with
good,
Debbie
good,
Major.
Good.
You have to meet her because
okay.
she this is going to be, I think, a union that mm-hmm. will be unbreakable because
good.
Of the what you understand and she completely understands.
I think that's a lovely idea. The next book that I'm involved in is going to be called Apparently Different, and I'm doing it with Adria Goldman Gross, and it's the story exactly of people who have these special problems, but who really may seem to be different, but like all of us, they want to be treated with respect and kindness.
Mm-hmm. Is that the book that I'm going to contribute to?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. I got asked to help in another book. I'm
Isn't
like,
that amazing?
Yowza.
I know. I get excited when somebody says, can you be a guest host with me? I'm like, yes. You want me to be on your show? That's
yeah.
awesome.
Thank you.
So, okay. So one more time. So those that are listening, because we're going to be wrapping up soon. What the two books that we're pushing today, and I'm going to put more information out there. Write Your Book With Me, Douglas Winslow Cooper, PhD, and then Whatever Happened to My White Picket Fence, My Brain Injury from My Massive Brain Tumor, Janet Johnson Schliff. You can get both books at Amazon.com. I'm going to put the dates of where she's going to be traveling because, you know, you get the book, the author gets to sign that book for
yep.
you. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. It is pretty exciting. First time I did it, I was pretty excited.
But you want my autograph? Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you're interested in you know, writing a book with Dr. Cooper, what is your website again? Again, Dr. Cooper.
Write Your Book With Me.
Very easy. There you go. Write Your Book With Me.com. Reach out to Dr. Cooper. Let him know that you've been trying to get this book out and you want to get it done, and he is the person to help you get through it, even if it takes 3 years and 3 months to do it.
But who's counting?
It's fun or therapeutic or both.
Or both. Right. I'd agree.
I want to remind everybody that we have our Chamber breakfast in July. Really quick, before I end the show, I want to welcome you to hang out with us this July 12th. It's going to be at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the West Hills Country Club. The sponsor is going to be Orange Bank and Trust. Our topic is civilian response to a hostile event overview for businesses. It's going to be presented by the Sheriff's Office and their Special Operations Group. So make sure that you hang out with us for our July breakfast. Again, July 12th, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at West Hills Country Club. Have a nice week, everyone. Happy 4th of July, and stay with me next Friday here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.